Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It is about that time. A little sports recap from the weekend, including a couple ladies going at it this weekend, Josh.
Yeah, it was a weekend full of women's sports, and we love that. On Saturday night, Denver Summit FC, our national women's soccer team, took the pitch against the Orlando Pride. And it was a brief moment of scare there halfway through the matchup because the Orlando Pride ended up almost tying the game. And then Janine Sonis, the hometown hero who I actually went to high school with, scored her goal and brought the home team crowd to their feet as they won the game.
Sonis fires and scores! Janine Sonis! There's a final whistle. A historic night in Denver. The Summit. With their first ever home victory.
They did good.
They did. That was a huge historic night. They got their first home win at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. Women supporting women. The crowd was electric. It was sold out there. Sonis actually recorded her second straight brace, which is scoring two goals in one game. And that was her second time. So she did a back-to-back game. So shout out to
the
hometown
local
hero
girl.
There.
Yeah,
we love it. I went to high school with her. So I'm definitely proud of her. That is awesome. But wait. There's more as a massive bout happened in the MMA where Gina Carano took on Ronda Rousey. And this was like the first time both women fought in well over a decade. And this happened.
Oh, immediately Rousey takes Carano down. But Carano looking for the guillotine. And Rousey pops her head out in full mount, ground and bound. Rousey looking for the arm. And already the arm. It's over. Mamma mia.
People were upset by that fight because it ended so quick. Was it 17 seconds or something like that?
17 seconds in. Wow. Gina Carano was not even able to really get any punches off as Ronda Rousey went for the takedown. Got it. She tried for the guillotine, could not get it, and then got armbarred. And we all know how devastating
Mamma mia.
Can be.
Yeah.
It can be really gross to see. She luckily tapped out before any damage was done. The armbar. And you don't want that.
I don't want an armbar.
That'll dislocate your elbow in a horrendous way.
The only armbar I know is like when you're bellying up to the bar and you put your arm on it.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
Take a whiskey.
We've seen
very
before,
different
sir.
Armbar.
Yeah. No, but I guess everybody was butthurt because it did last so short.
Well, the
hype
around it was absurd. I mean, they were talking about this for weeks, and then you get all set up. People bought Netflix just for this, and then they go 17 seconds in. It's over! Mamma mia!
I saw something that said this fight could have been an email.
Literally.
It's crazy.
So funny. Well, there you go, guys. There's your sports recap with JKJ. Well, here's a celebrity couple that I definitely did not see coming, but take it with a grain of salt because it's coming from the National Enquirer. People are saying Pamela Anderson is making room for love in her life, and Tom Cruise might be interested in hooking up with Pamela Anderson.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
I
guess he really liked her Golden Globe-nominated performance in the drama last year. Was it last year? I think it was 24, maybe. Mm-hmm. The Last Showgirl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she got a lot of good reviews for that.
A lot of great reviews. And I guess Tom called her to congratulate her on her big comeback, and they've been in touch ever since. And an insider is saying there's a spark between them.
Okay.
And they were spotted like a year ago leaving the same New York City hotel, not together, but just moments apart.
Well, and I don't, you know, it's not hard for me to believe that he's into her. I'm just saying she is in such a point in her life where she does not put up with BS. I mean, she doesn't even wear makeup anymore.
No,
she doesn't
care.
Even have time for that. So I just don't know if she's willing to put up with Tom Cruise's shenanigans.
His lifestyle and all
like,
that.
That's where it's hard for me to believe.
He's a little flashy, isn't he?
Huh.
So who knows? We'll see. Maybe they're hooking up behind the scenes. I love this kind of celebrity gossip.
I know, right? Me too.
I'm lying. Okay, so there's some videos floating around this morning that got me all, my rear end puckered a little bit.
Okay.
Two fighter jets collided in midair on Sunday during the Gunfighter Skies Air Show at the Mountain Home Air Force Base in Idaho. And the full base went into lockdown after the incident. Emergency responders on site. Investigation underway. But you see the video online and these two planes just smash right into each other and all the pilots eject. I think they all are safe
okay
and survived. But talk about a very expensive crash with two very expensive airplanes.
Yeah, that's scary.
Why is this still a thing, these air shows? Because we're constantly seeing videos of planes crashing into each other.
Oh, because they're so cool.
It's so
when
impressive.
You don't,
so dangerous,
when they don't
though.
Crash.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dangerous. But, like, if you ever get to see the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds, they're amazing.
I don't know. I feel like there's videos all the time of these planes crashing into each other. But I don't know. I got one more thing for you. I want to play you a bit of an audio. This guy posted this video online. It's a split screen between him and his mental health instructor, and she's doing something called laugh therapy. And then I saw this reposted multiple times and people chatting about it online.
Yeah.
I guess this is a big deal, this laugh therapy.
The best.
Do you want a couple seconds of it?
I need it.
All right, here you go. Ha, 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 ha. All right, yeah.
Keep it going.
All right.
I have watched
it. Sounds
that
a
video.
Little fake.
No, I've watched it so many times, and every time it makes
it
me giggle. That cannot be a bad thing. More people need to watch that video. Your mood can change your whole day. Like
I kind of
strongly like it. Encourage you to go watch that video. And watching it makes it even more impactful, but totally worth it.
It sounds a lot like when you tell a joke on the air, and I'm like,
shut up. You
yeah,
know what?
It's generally...
At the end of it, though, we're both rolling.
We're rolling.
What, you know, having a good time there.
All right, what you got locally?
Okay. Well, this may not be something to laugh at, but a local food truck owner got scammed. And this stinks for Miss Tanya Worth. She just launched DeVroe Artisan Sandwiches last month, and she talked about how passionate she was about even just making sandwiches.
My sisters used to make fun of me and call me Joey Tribbiani about how much I talked about sandwiches. Cooking for people is my passion, so I decided to follow that dream.
And I love it. So cute. Again, she started this food truck called DeVroe Artisan Sandwiches, and she's just a month in here, so she was hoping to be part of the North Glen Food Truck Carnival they had over the weekend. And so somebody from the carnival, quote-unquote, reached out to her to be a part of it. They said that they required her to have, like, a $400 deposit, and she did all that. Then she went and bought, like, $600 worth of food for the event, only to find out that she showed up to it this weekend, and they were like, yeah, you're not on the list. And not only that, but we are aware of the scam. Like, they did it to a bunch of people, like a few different food truck owners in the area. So completely crap, but we wanted to get the word out on it because they're going to be at Denver Rescue Mission today so that food doesn't go to waste, right? So they're going to do what they can to Denver Rescue Mission, but also they're going to be there around noon. If you can go and help them out and show them some love because of what happened this weekend, I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
Do you know what the scammers sounded like after they pulled off this scam?
Go ahead. What? They're still stupid. We don't like those scammers, Jeremy. Oh, my gosh. But we do love Tanya Worth and, again, DeVroe Artisan Sandwiches. So go help them out if you can, a local food truck owner. A black bear was spotted in Westminster neighborhood.
Not another bear story. What?
There's so many bears out right now. And, again, very active year for the bears because of the warm winter that we had. This one was at 32nd and Youngfield, and there's actual video of it. Somebody saw this bear just walking in the neighborhood, and they were like,
awesome.
It even said they're like, I was mesmerized by their coat. Wouldn't that be funny if you just saw a bear hanging out in somebody's front porch?
That's a great
and you're
coat.
Just like, oh my gosh,
it'd been
fur
better
is so
if he's, no, if he was wearing an actual coat, like a nice North Face or something.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, that is a good looking coat.
That's a Colorado bear with the North Face pull, too. Yeah. But yeah, be careful because, again, a lot of bears are out and about in our area. They're saying, like, as of last week, they had more sightings of bears than all of, like, 77%. More than all of last year. So it is a lot more bears out there. So just be careful. And then Delta County crops donezo. So this story popped a couple weeks back when we had those 2 days of winter. You remember those?
I do.
2 days of the season. A lot of crops over there on the western slope were decimated because the change in weather. So here's the distinguish though, because when you think of over on the western slope and you think of like peaches,
peaches.
What are you thinking? Where are they from?
Palisade.
Exactly. Palisade peaches were not affected by this.
Oh, so, thank God.
I know. But that's the thing is that whole western slope, that whole North Fork Valley, it's a very fertile spot for their soil. It's like the soil is magic, essentially, over there. So that's where you get a lot of the apples, the cherries, the peaches, all
grapes.
Of the fruit that comes, the corn from Olathe.
Oh,
I mean, all of it.
God,
and
I
so they're
it.
Saying like Delta County. So Olathe, Delta, Hotchkiss, Paonia, the cherries, a lot of those crops were affected. So the majority of the peaches are grown in Paonia and even Grand Junction over there by the Colorado National Monument. And again, those crops weren't necessarily affected, but a good number of them were. So
that sucks.
We can expect one more thing to be more expensive this year, probably, and that would be all the fruit and wonderful produce we get from the Western Slope. Still worth it, but we might see a little bit of an increase on it.
I was just talking to Knick Knack this weekend because we made a little pilgrimage out there for a long weekend last year out to Palisade, and I was like, I am dying to go back.
You need to.
I loved it so much out there. That little place that we stayed at and all the wineries. And she's like, oh, yeah, there's multiple places that we didn't hit that we're just kind of itching to get back there. Well, it's so pretty out there.
Palisade specifically is such a cute little mountain town. Mm-hmm. And it's right there outside of Grand Junction. So all the amenities you need of a quote unquote big city are right there. But I mean, it really is tucked right into the Book Cliffs.
It's a magical little place, isn't it?
It's so beautiful.
And I know you're from those parts. You got the
feels,
too.
Well, I lived over there.
You got the feels, yeah.
So, you know, it's very nostalgic for me, but you know, you just feel for those farmers and all the people who count on the crop, you know, especially
a lot of money that comes out of there.
So much money. And so, you know, hopefully
juicy peaches.
Well, that's the thing too, is like those farmers team up. So it really is like, you know, they'll team up and go to farmers markets together. So hopefully if somebody's crops were completely wiped out, they were able to, you know, be helped by another local farmer. That's kind of how they do things.
It's cute.
Over
they show up in matching overalls.
They do, you know.
They polish their tractors together.
They even go up and grab the straw to their teeth.
Yeah. They're always talking about squeezing peaches.
Meet in the middle.
You want to squeeze my peach, Harold?
That might be a little much.
Ron, you squeeze my peach first.
They do take care of each other over there, and I do love that. So,
awesome.
Yeah, there you go. There's your local stuff.
There you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Denver's Mix 100. Who wants to squeeze my peach? Anybody? Come on, squeeze
it
now.
Sweet peach.
Woo!